See in the promo box, empshield.com. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today. Hello. Yeah, welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And I am going to kind of continue along the flow of yesterday, the Ukraine and globalism. American people, we in America, and for the nations, for the most part, are not aware of how important the Ukraine is and how important Russia is. Well, with the invasion, well, I wouldn't put it that way. With the operation to take out the neo-Nazi, the Nazification in the Ukraine, has caused conflict in many ways between the EU, NATO, America, branding nations internationally, and the Ukraine. We've talked about, I think it's been talked about on the station before, that the global wheat prices have soared. Russia and the Ukraine, it's the breadbasket of Europe. It accounts for nearly a third of the global wheat imports from Russia. Exports. China, about 4 days ago, lifted all restrictions on wheat imports from Russia. So, okay. So what is up with all of this? Well, in the decade prior to Christ's return, there is going to be the initial, might say, entrance into the greatest superinflation, hyperinflation ever in the history of mankind. In about a decade before Christ's return, hyperinflation, superinflation, you can decide which you prefer, is going to begin.
Rick, you there? Okay. Currently, we're just going to put on some music and while we're figuring out the technical difficulties, so hang tight. Oh, we have Jason here. You're on.
Okay. Well, Rick just he popped off the air. He didn't come in and do the show live, so yeah, we have a way of him doing the show from home. And Rick, I'm sure Jack, you may want to have him call in the backup lines, and so he can come in and finish his show. And Rick, if you're hearing me, you're not on the air. Is he on the system there, Jack? Okay, he thinks he's doing a show. Would you just call and talk to him?
Yep, I'm going to call Rick real fast and we'll figure it out.
All right. All right. Well, you got this is the present truth, Rick Rodriguez. Unfortunately, more Jason. I don't want more Jason on the station. I'm trying to make less Jason. If there's anybody out there that's listening to KHNC and you're getting to the point where you're having a little Jason exhaustion, I'm sort of the backup to pretty much every show Monday through Friday and then some of the weekend stuff. But I'm trying as hard as I can to make it so that less Jason and more other good content that can be placed on the air. And that's why Rick Rodriguez has this show. He's proven in his years that he did the open forum with us that he was a very much a fan favorite of his Thursday spot. And so when we changed the schedule in September, brought in the Half Empty Cup of Joe and Alex Jones to 2 hours, we changed the afternoon show from the Colorado Front Range News Hour to Faking the Truth, and we put Rick Rodriguez right after Alex Jones. It's a really strong schedule, which we wrap up with Alex Jones Hour 3 and 4 that comes in behind us. But Rick has been a fan favorite. He's a great guy to have on the air. He helps us on the weekends with running the boards for those weekend shows that some of you may or may not have listened in on, which I encourage for you to listen in on. But Rick is a big supporter of the station, and he just couldn't come in today. So our reliable way that he comes in when he's not here in the station kind of failed on us, and I believe Rick will probably be calling in on our backup phone lines and get back on the air here in a moment. But just you know, when you run out of your office to jump on the air, the first thing I go to is like, well, whose show is it? And what am I going to say about the guy that's supposed to be on the air until he gets back? So, Rick.
Things happen.
Yeah, things happen. You know, Joey says live radio, and I know it's live radio, but I just like to go to, well, how am I going to fill this space with no time to prepare? And so the first thing I always go to is love that Rick does the 2 o'clock show. I love the present truth. I know you've heard him say it many times before. We make sure all the shows get paid for, and part of the way, you know, Rick pays for his shows is he does work for us on the weekends, and he does it by donations to him for the present truth this hour. So you can always call 970-587-5003 if you want to donate to keep Rick on the air. Make sure that his show is getting paid for, because he doesn't sell gold and silver, guys. He's doing this all out of the love of doing radio and getting good content. So we're going to this commercial break. I have a strong sense that Rick will probably be on the air when we come back from the break. But if not, you'll get more Jason when we come back.
Hey, folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's 5 total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your co-pays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048.
Okay, well, I apologize for the inconvenience there in that first segment. My phone decided to start loading up apps, and I could not get a signal. I used a backup phone, which I have bad coverage, so I had to have thank Jason and whatever the guys did there to cover for me. Thank you. Now, hyperinflation, superinflation, it has begun. In the last 10 years, prior to Christ's return, one of the signs of the end of the world would be hyperinflation. It has begun. In the Ukraine, the matter of the breadbasket, in a sense, of the world, a third of the wheat exports come from the Ukraine. And China, in the last 4 days, has decided to lift all restrictions on wheat imports from Russia, coming in from the Ukraine and Russia. Why? This is in the Bible. It talks about hyperinflation, superinflation at the end of the world, especially, and it begins at the decade, in the decade prior to Christ's return. And in Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, I read these in the first segment. I don't think it was broadcast. So I'm going to read it again. One translation, hyperinflation, famine. When I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures stating, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, 6 pounds of barley for the same price. Inflation. Second translation, Living Bible. And a voice from among four living beings stated, a loaf of bread for $20 or 3 pounds of barley flour for $20. Do not hurt the oil or the wine. A third translation. It says, four living creatures stated, 4 cups of wheat for bread for the day, 12 cups of barley for the wages for the day. This in Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. Is talking about inflation, hyper, super inflation that would occur in the decade prior to Christ's return. It has begun. The inflation with oil, fuel, has begun. It is going to continue to rise. It is going to affect the crops. The energy prices are going to affect food production as well as just staying alive because of the winter that we're getting out of, fortunately. We're just ending winter. We're at the end of the winter season. But in the Bible, it talks about the hyperinflation or superinflation that would occur at the end of the world. The globalists decided to sow to the wind by pressing Russia, using the Ukraine as a tool, and the Nazi movement in the Ukraine that has existed from the time of Adolf Hitler. It has exacerbated. It is pushing Russia to move into Ukraine to deal with the threat to Russia, which is the American-sponsored, supported, funded CIA operation of neo-Nazis or Nazis called the Azov Battalion in the Ukraine. The world doesn't see it. They don't understand it. In America, it is very black and white to American people. Russia bad, America good. Russia evil, Putin evil, Biden good, in spite of what Biden is doing to this nation. To the world, it appears to be that simple, but it's not. The nations of the world that have been under siege, attack, by the New World Order since the time of World War I, they know what is happening. The leaders of the nations, they know what the IMF has been doing to their nations. They know what the World Bank has been doing to their nations. They know what happens in Davos when the European Union, when they gather, the G20. The world, they understand what is happening. The nations are being robbed by the wealthy nations. And if you want to be one of the nations involved in the G7, the G20, Davos, you have to yield to the wishes of the United States of America. Yeah, you can say that, it is to some degree England, but to a greater degree, it is the United States. This is part of the world hegemony plan that has been set in motion, starting with Paul Wolfowitz, with George Bush Sr. It has continued the operation by the American Pentagon and the intelligence agencies of this country to bring the United States into the forefront as empire, as the global leader of the nations. This is what it really is, simply. And it's simple, but it's very, it has many different facets to it. So what has happened in the Ukraine with this matter of the wheat prices and the breadbasket, this is just an indicator, in my view, and biblically speaking, that the world now has begun its slide into super and hyperinflation. And it is going to continue. It's going to get worse. It's not going to, it might level out a little bit, but then it will begin to increase. So that, firstly, we'll begin there. Then secondly, Zelensky, about 4 days ago, he left Kiev. He didn't want to have anything to do with that nation. They're stating right now that Putin is planning to assassinate him. Well, that would be foolish, because Russia would not want to make Zelensky a martyr. Neither would the United States want to make Putin a martyr by assassinating him. They almost made Donald Trump a martyr by assassinating the attempts on him, at least 10 assassination attempts. So China, 4 days ago, in the press, called the United States the greatest threat to the world. Then there was the swift sanctions put on Russia through the what they call the SWIFT program, which is the, I forget the meaning of it, but it is like a central bank in a sense. And trying to find the meaning of it, but It's not going to hurt Russia. You can impose these sanctions on Russia. It's not going to hurt Russia. We believe, and the press wants you to believe that these sanctions are going to drive Russia back into the Dark Ages. Absolutely not. Not going to affect Russia as severely as they are trying to tell the world that we're going to punish them economically. No, you know, we don't realize other things. I talked about helium. Most of the helium in the world for cooling the computer chips in these huge computer systems networks comes from that area, from Russia. Also, Russia is the second largest exporter of titanium, which is used in the aerospace industry. The aerodynamic advisor, his name was Kevin Michaels. He stated, if the supply of titanium disappears, it would be a massive issue. How long would it take to certify another forge to build the infrastructure, to build the necessary production abilities to bring titanium to the market? He said it would be a long time before that could be done. Then the United States is saying that we're going to hit Russia in the computer chip area. Well, the fact is this, that since the shortage began in 2020, the computer industry in Russia, in response to U.S. sanctions, basically stated Russia buys 70% of its chips from China. It doesn't buy the chips from the West, not from Europe, not from Germany, some from Israel, and America. But Russia said its own microchip production is able to make up for any shortfall, and it makes its own computers. We think we're hitting Russia. We're not. And like I've stated in previous programs, Russia has a destiny. Russia is in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia is going to become a military, economic, political power in the world in the time in which we live. And it has a prophecy that it has to fulfill with some of the other, probably Georgia, Armenia, Turkey, probably Belarus, some of the other nations surrounding Germany, and I do believe also the Ukraine. The prophecy says that Russia will move south to the mountains of Israel with Iran and all these other nations, and nations from North Africa, Libya, Ethiopia, and there is where God is going to judge Russia. The United States is not going to destroy Russia. Russia is not going to destroy the United States. There are many Christian prophecy prophets who have stated, Christian prophets years ago, and some ministries who believe that America is going to be destroyed by Russia when Russia sends nukes over the North Pole. No, Russia is not going to destroy the United States. God, at the right time, will destroy the United States, just like in Ezekiel 38 and 39, God says that he is going to punish Russia when she, with her compadres, moves into Israel to destroy and to loot Israel of all her riches, to rob her, to take over the land. That is when Russia will be destroyed. Eight years later, then the United States will be destroyed. So you're not going to, America's not going to destroy Russia. Russia, right now, it says in Ezekiel 38, 39, that it tells Russia, get yourself ready for war. Arm yourself. Dress for war. Get on your flak jackets. Get everything ready, because you are going to move south to Israel. That time is coming, but not yet. Good luck, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Pleasant Street, 1360 KHNC AM Radio, Talk Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, you.
Yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Okay, we'll continue. Then, out of Mexico, there is a director, Heinz Dietrich, for the Center of Transition Services. He stated, now, remember, just because you're German does not mean you're Nazis or white supremacist or have that philosophy or that religion. There is that portion of not just German, but races internationally that hold to the Nazi thinking. Not all Germans are on board with what's happening. We're on board with what happened with Adolf Hitler or on board with what's happening in the Ukraine. Heinz Dietrich, he stated, President Putin's special military operation to defend the people of Donbass from the imminent general offensive by the neo-offense by the offensive by the neo-Nazi regime in Kiev not only is fully justified in international law by Article 51 of the Charter of the United Nations, and it is fully consistent with the military praxis and doctrine of the legitimate self-defense of states in the face of an imminent threat emanating from a neighboring state or enemy forces. So he's following, while he's in Mexico City at the Autonomous Metropolitan University, he's watching what's happening, and he understands what's going on in the Ukraine. American people don't know what they're talking about when they just say, well, we hate China, we hate Russia, we hate whoever, we hate Putin. Opinion, view is one thing, but having a reason for your stance is something completely different. Now, the ambassador to the United Nations stated, the operation in Ukraine is not part of our plans. The purpose of the special operation is to protect people who have been subjected to abuse and genocide by the Kiev regime for the past 8 years. This is why it's necessary to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine. 8 years. This started with Obama and Joe Biden as when he was vice president. And it is still the conflict because of what they set in motion. They were training Nazis here in the United States to go over there, training military personnel that would be sent to Kiev or to not only Kiev, but to Ukraine. They have funded, supplied military advisors. It is a United States operation. It is a combined operation with Pilgrim Society out of New York, Pilgrim Society out of London, the secret society that has been ruling the world for about the last 110 years, putting presidents in to power in the United States, removing them, putting in military advisors in the Pentagon, putting people in the and all the agencies here in this country. And this is not known by the American people. Now, going on to something else out of Mexico. Mexican President López Obrador stated yesterday that his country, Mexico, is not going to take part in trying to punish Moscow over a special operation in Ukraine. They're aware of what's going on. I'm going to throw this in. Why is it, and I'm going to talk about the Nicolas Maduro out of Venezuela and Jair Bolsonaro out of Brazil. They're not going along with America's program or the program of NATO or the EU. Why? Because these nations have suffered the globalist plans of the West, the New World Order globalist plans of Pilgrim Society, of all these secret societies in Europe and in America. They are held hostage by the World Bank, by the International Monetary Fund, by the Bank of International Settlements, by the United Nations. These nations, they understand the war that's being fought presently is not just about a piece of land only. It's about a new world order. They know, these nations and the other nations that also are not going to put restrictions on Russia, these nations realize that if they don't stand up with Russia, the New World Order agendas are going to come into the world ahead of time. We cannot, according to the Bible, we cannot stop the New World Order from coming to power. We can't. But these people want to bring in the hardships and the hurt to humanity years ahead of time. The other nations that are pushing back with Russia, and Russia is pushing back on the American people, they think Russia's an enemy, and they don't understand the enemy is within. There's the enemy without and the adversary within. The adversary within are the globalists within this nation. Like who? The president, the current president. The president prior to Donald J. Trump. Barack Obama. George Bush Jr. Bill Clinton. George Bush Sr. And Ronald Reagan set things in motion. Jimmy Carter was working with the Rockefellers to bring in the Trilateral Commission to take over the economic, to be the economic base of Asia through Japan, the economic power in the Western world in Europe. They're based in London, and the United States, the Trilateral Commission. So Carter, Reagan, Bush Jr., Bush Sr., Clinton, Bush Jr., and Barack Obama, globalists. People can argue about Donald Trump. Was he a globalist? Was he an insider? He was the one who interfered with the global agendas. And why is it they had to remove him from power? Because he was interfering with their plan. So we're going to be back in a few minutes. We're going to continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 KHNC.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the US, back in the USSR.
So Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, he stated that he's accusing the United States and NATO of countries of destabilizing Eastern Europe and launching a campaign of lies and disinformation. What is untruthful about that? Am I anti-American and pro-Russian? No. I understand the global agendas of the people that run this country. I am against, and I don't like these people, but the nation, this is a wonderful nation ruled by wicked people with an objective. Then he's also talking about the denazification operation that underwent, that took place in his country also. Then President Lopez Obrador, he stated, quote, "We're not going to take any sort of economic retaliation because we want to maintain a good relationship with all the governments of the world." And then Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, he stated, quote, "He refused to condemn Putin and stated, we will not take sides. We will continue to be neutral and help with whatever is possible. A big part of the Ukraine's population speaks Russian." Then the nations really that are siding with Russia are nations that have been hurt, have been sanctions put or placed on them that have been the target of the New World Order government operatives in the United States and England. These nations, China, India, Brazil, Venezuela, Mexico, Southeastern Asia, Middle Eastern nations like Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan. You know, we think about since 1945, how many operations and U.S. bombings have taken place internationally? How many wars were launched by the United States? These are facts. These are just facts. 81% of the wars that were launched from 1945 to 2001 were launched by the United States. The nations, Korea and China, Guatemala 1954, Indonesia 1958, Cuba 1959 through 61, Guatemala 1960, Congo 1964, Laos 1964 to 73, Vietnam 1961 to 73, Cambodia 1969 to 70, Guatemala 1967 again to 69, Grenada 1983, Lebanon 1983 and again in 1984, Libya 1986, El Salvador 1980s, Nicaragua 1980s, Iran 1987, Panama 1989, Iraq 1991, Persian Gulf War, Kuwait, Somalia, Bosnia 94 to 95, Sudan, Afghanistan 98, Yugoslavia 1999. They split Yugoslavia into different nations. This is the old playbook for the United States CIA. You go into Saddam Hussein's, Iraq, and you break it up into three provinces. You go into Yugoslavia, one big nation, and you break it into four or five little nations. That way you can control them. You go into Yemen, Iraq, 91 and 2003, Iraq again, 2003 to 2015. They were still there. Afghanistan, 2001 to 2015, and presently, we just ended our occupation to some degree. Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen, Libya, Syria. The New World Order, using the power of the United States of America, our government, political power, economic power, military power, intelligence agencies. This is a war now that the world is entering into. It is a war that is going to be won by the New World Order one world government operatives, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Barack Obama. Joe Biden's going to die very soon. There will be the King of England, the baby reptile of the mother reptile. She's going to die before long. And you have, I think I said Schwab, but also Fauci. These people are the people that have waging war upon the nations of the world. The American people don't. This is not my opinion. This is not my opinion or view. This is fact. Documented fact. Being documented from the late 1800s, the objectives of these people. Cecil Rhodes, he wanted a white race to rule the world. But it was a little too offensive in the thinking, even to the English and the German people. So he rephrased it. The English-speaking world, the Five Eyes nations, Australia, New Zealand, England, Canada, America, switched it from an Aryan or white races ruling the world, calling every other race, any dark-skinned race, Israel, poor people, needy people, uneducated people, people that are deformed, people that they do not feel should live, are the inferior nations. These people will either be slaves or sacrifices, organs harvested, but they are there for the religion of the coming New World Order. They have the right, manifest destiny, the right to rule it all. We'll be right back.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, so we have begun the end of the world, hyperinflation. It has begun. In the Bible, it says it will begin about a decade before Christ's return. It will be a time of hardship, kind of like birth pains, but it's only going to intensify. With the hyperinflation comes the shortages of energy for the common man. Energy resources are going to be used for war, to manufacture weapons for war. Right now, as long as Russia, before Russia is destroyed on the mountains of Israel with all of her comrades, there's going to be a great resistance to the New World Order. The New World Order won't be able to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Once Russia is destroyed, about 7+ years ahead of Armageddon, then the New World Order will develop and will, you might say, be put in place. This coming global system, I'm going to conclude with this. It's not going to be a non-economic system solely. It's going to be a religion, the system, a religious system. It will be Antichrist as a system, but it will have at its head, to lead it, Antichrist, who will have a system. It's going to be a military system, an economic, and a religious system. The New World Order is going to be free from God, the thought of God, any religions. They're going to distance themselves from God as being omnipotent, as being a creator, a God who is a savior. Simply, they're going to try to distance themselves from a God who is king of the nations, who will punish and is going to judge the just and the unjust, the righteous and the unrighteous. He's coming to bring hardships and judgment to the wicked, to these people. The Queen of England, that old reptile, she's not going to see it. She's not long for this earth. I'm not sure. If Antichrist comes onto the scene in the next couple of years, she'll probably bow to him. It's a spiritual battle, not just a physical battle that we can see with our eyes or hear or understand with our minds. It's something deeper. The superinflation, the hyperinflation, has begun. And it begins, and once it begins, it brings in famine. It brings in hardships to the world like the world has never faced. And Christ did say that if he didn't return, no flesh will be saved. This is what I'm telling you from the point of what God said in the scripture. God isn't coming back to punish just to punish. He's coming back to protect mankind from total annihilation by the children who worship the devil. He has to protect the creation, the men and women and children that are going to live on into the future. Well, that's it for today. See you tomorrow. One more program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts for this program, other programs. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon for
all. Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hey, listeners. This is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.